With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Some Democratic lawmakers would like to replace a liberal Supreme Court justice before President Biden leaves office. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
Worried about a 6-3 conservative court becoming even more conservative during a second Trump term, some Democrats in Congress want to act fast. One scenario is convincing Justice Sonia Sotomayor to resign. She's the oldest liberal on the high court and has some health issues. But Politico reports it's viewed as an extremely risky plan with little time to carry it out before Inauguration Day on January 20th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
CBS has posted a miss in third-quarter profit expectations and also named some executives for key divisions.
The company earned $87 million in the 3 months ending in September, down 96% from a year ago. Results were weighed down by hefty restructuring charges. CVS Health had warned Wall Street last month that the third quarter would turn out worse than expected. Meanwhile, the company also named a former UnitedHealth executive to head its Aetna business.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog says he will travel to Iran in coming days to hold talks regarding that country's nuclear program. The visit comes amid wider tensions gripping the Middle East over the Israel-Hamas war and uncertainty over how President-elect Trump will approach Iran. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mariano Grossi, said today he'll have high-level meetings with Iranian government officials and hold technical discussions, too. Homecoming week at Tuskegee University in Alabama, marred by a shooting that's left one person dead. It occurred on campus early today, the victim not a student. This is SRN News. American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. Most places also continue to honor the traditional Christian holidays of Christmas and Easter. Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until last week. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer, president of SPA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is, quote, a momentous victory for life and for our entire country. This is SRN News. India's ban on Salman Rushdie's satanic verses may end thanks to some missing paperwork.
The decades-long ban of Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses in his native India is now in doubt. That's not because of a change of heart more than 2 years after the author's near-fatal stabbing, but because of what amounts to some missing paperwork. Earlier this week, a court in Delhi closed proceedings on a petition filed 5 years ago that challenged the then-government's decision to ban the import of the 1988 novel. The Satanic Verses had enraged Muslims worldwide because of its alleged blasphemy. In a recent ruling, judges contended that authorities had failed to produce a notification of the ban. The petitioner's lawyer says his client was motivated by being an avid reader. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 10th. It's the 315th day of 2024. There are 51 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1775, the U.S. Marines had their birthday. This is SRN News.